Okay, what'd you get for Christmas? When I was a kid, Christmas morning was always a wonderful time of magic and excitement. My brother and I would come away with an amazing haul of loot, toys and racetracks, Hot Wheel cars to race on them, train sets, bicycles, hunting equipment. I can't help but chuckle every time I hear that iconic, "You'll shoot your eye out, kid," from the mantra from the Christmas story. I nearly did, but not with a BB gun, but with a bow and arrow set. Let's see. Across the years, I've gotten so much stuff at Christmas. I've forgotten most of it, and so have you. Fishing gear. One of the best gifts I ever got was a fly rod that my dad made for me during his last years of his life. A beautiful, beautifully designed, perfectly balanced fly rod. I regret I've not been able to use it as much as I would have loved to, but it was a joy to use with him. I've got an amazing assortment of clothing. I used to get ties all the time, so I started wearing clerics. Stuff that worked with my computer. My dad was really good about getting me stuff for the computer. Stuff for my car. Another thing dad was really good at getting me. When I went off to school, mother bequeathed to me a huge supply of dishes and cooking equipment, pots and pans and cast iron skillets that are probably three times older than me. I mean, amazing stuff. What wonderful gifts I've gotten over the years. Music, originally vinyl records, then tapes, 8-track and others, and then finally CDs. Back in 1986, I got a boombox that had a CD player. I was so proud of it. Wonder whatever happened to that boombox and its CD player. Stuff. Sometimes we call it junk. Stuff. Much of the stuff we get, we quickly forget. Isn't it something you buy a present for a child and they tend to prefer the package that it came in? I saw that happen with my niece this Christmas. We say hello to the gifts we get quickly and with much excitement, and we play with it or otherwise use it for a little bit, but we also quickly say goodbye to it as quickly as the novelty starts to run off. And the next novelty comes along and strikes our fancy. The next novelty. Today's story from Luke's gospel focuses in upon the initial reception of the next novelty from God. The next novelty that was greeted gladly with excitement, graciously and thankfully, said hello to, held up, praised, cherished, blessed, recognized, affirmed, and celebrated. And then sadly, quickly, cast aside and ignored, rejected, turned away from, and finally arrested, tried, convicted, beaten, crucified, and killed. We have the story of Simeon, a really old dude who was also very special. He was very righteous. He would go to the temple day and night and pray and worship God. And he had been promised by God's Holy Spirit an amazing gift, that he would see the birth of the Messiah. As it says in Luke's gospel, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel." I can imagine he takes the child and he raises the child in the temple as an offering to God, and an offering received from God as he sings this beautiful song. In the history of the church, it is known as the Song of Simeon. It has a special place in the life of the church. Ever since the fourth century, the 300s AD, 1700 years now, it has been used to bring evening worship services to a close. Vespers, evensong, compline. When I was a novice in the monastery, this was the song that we ended each compline service. Now, compline is the final set of prayers that you pray in a group prior to going to bed. So you'd meet in the chapel, everything is done, all the cleanup is finished, you are ready to go, get ready to go to bed. In the monastery, that's about 8:30. My goodness, I'm just settling down in front of the television at 8:30. Yep, 8:30. And we'd gather together in the chapel, and we'd go through the order of service. We'd sing the Psalter, we'd read the Scriptures, we'd pray the set prayers together, we'd have a time of silent contemplation, and then we would sing a version of the Song of Simeon. Lord God, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as promised in your word. Mine eyes have seen the Savior Christ the Lord, prepared by you for all the world to see, to shine on nations trapped in darkest night, the glory of your people and their light. As I've gotten older, my voice is not quite able to handle the tenor anymore. I loved it. Usually I transpose it lower. I sing it every night. I go through the daily office readings and prayer time. I try to pray every day. I don't always succeed. On Sundays, I let morning and evening service take the place of part of it. But usually throughout the week, I try to pray in the morning when I get up. I try to pray sometime around midday if I can. I try to pray in the evening before dinner. And then at night, just before going to bed. And I almost never miss compline. If I'm sitting in my chapel at home or on the edge of my bed at home, I take out my Book of Common Prayer and I go through the prayers. And they settle me. They comfort me. They help me to settled the day, just as they did in the monastery, where, yes, the days could be kind of hectic even there, between worship services and chores, counseling and chores, study and chores, 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 and more chores. And did I say we had chores in the monastery? We did. Between all of that, we had prayer. And at the end of it, we put ourselves to sleep each night with the beautiful Song of Simeon. We put to bed a good day and a bad day, a happy day, a sad day, a painful day, an exciting day, a challenging day, a quiet day. We put to bed the day. Regardless of its nature, regardless of how it was, regardless of how it went, regardless of how exciting it was or how boring it was, we put the day, we say goodnight to it by singing this song. The song with which Simeon greeted the Messiah and affirmed him as the light to the nations and the glory of God's people, Israel. The song with which he greeted Jesus Christ our Lord, and then said goodbye to his life, for he died soon after this event. I try to say goodbye to every day with it. Today we come to the end of the last of the year, the last day of the year, the end of 365 days, the cycle of the planet's orbit around the sun. We come to the end of 2017, wondering how, in some cases, wondering how we made it through. We started the year looking forward to it with excitement and anticipation, with hope and with joy and with peace, hoping that we can spread God's love and enjoy God's peace and be hopeful about the future. And we then go through the year, and as we go through the year, we discover ourselves getting beaten up. We discover hiccups on the road. We discover detours, unexpected happenstances. I was driving up to visit family just outside of Oklahoma City several months ago, and on the road on a quiet day, driving along, not a cloud in the sky, beautiful day, not too much traffic on the road, no trouble at all, driving along, going nice, going the speed limit, no trouble, and then suddenly, whammo, a flat. Sometimes life is like that. Sometimes our years are like that. We go along well, and then suddenly, whammo. It happens. Illness. Financial disaster. Death of a loved one. Death of a friend. The end of opportunity. Sometimes it's good stuff. The beginning of a new opportunity. Celebrations over the end of a course of study and the beginning of a new one. New jobs. New hopes for the future, new life, and the birth of a baby. We go through the year. We begin it by wondering what's going to happen. Then we go through it, experiencing it. And we have the good and we have the bad. We have the happy and we have the sad. We have the exciting and we have the mundane. And never is any one year the same as any other. We go through the year experiencing the good and the bad. And in the difficult times, we find ourselves turning to God, and in the good times, frequently, we ignore God. Or we remember Him as an afterthought. Is Jesus an afterthought for you today on New Year's Eve? Is the Christ child, the one whom we celebrated just a week ago, quickly becoming an afterthought to us? The novelty that is wearing off, the toy that was under the tree that now we put aside and we look for the new toy? No. I pray not. Simeon waited to see the Messiah. He waited to see the coming of his Lord. He waited to see with anticipation, and he lived a long and righteous life waiting to see the Messiah. And then God granted him the gift of the grace, the wonderful peace, the hope, and the joy of seeing the Messiah of the Lord. And with his last sight and with his dying breaths, he sang this beautiful song of celebration, putting to bed his life in celebration of this new life. As we move towards midnight tonight, as we move towards the end of this year tonight, let us put to bed 2017. And let us turn, go forward into 2018 with hope and expectation, with joy and peace and love, wondering what God is going to bring us, and ready and willing to share the love that God has already given us with others. The most amazing Christmas present I got this year was an opportunity to reach out to someone whom I did not know, someone whom I do not even know their name, and with a jack and some elbow grease, help change a tire. It was a cold night, but she was alone. And as my mother shared her thermos of coffee with her, I worked on that tire. May we all give a gift of love to others this coming year, as you have given love to me. May we share God's love with all. As we share God's love with each other, let us share God's love with all outside these doors. Let us be like Simeon, waiting to see the Messiah and then sharing the Messiah with the world. And then put this year to rest and leap out into the next with faith, hope, love, joy, and peace, ready to see what God has for us. Be ready. Be like Simeon. Be ready to see and experience this wonderful gift the new year brings to you. And commit it to God. Commit it to God and share God's love.
Dwell in your presence, Lord. Let me learn at your feet. I will taste the riches of.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2017 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.